Hi again, I'm Christy Thomas, and I'm excited to help you learn to grow deep faith roots in your kids, even when life is overwhelming. In case you missed the last video, I shared my story of how God showed me how to become consistent in sharing my faith with my kids, even though I felt ill-equipped and inconsistent. You might be feeling that you can't possibly grow deep faith roots in your kids without investing a ton of time. I get it. When my kids were little, I read several books and lots of articles that talked about having hour-long family worship sessions, and I felt totally out of my league. While these hour-long family worship sessions may be a dream for your future, may happen in your future, the only way to get there is by creating tiny little habits. The good news is that modern research into habits shows that the tinier the habit is, the easier it is to start and maintain. And if it's easy to start and easy to maintain, it actually becomes a habit instead of just a dream. Imagine that you wanted to drink more water every day. You could set an alarm to get a drink of water every hour. That might work, but eventually you'd start ignoring that alarm. Or you could start the tiny habit of filling up a huge bottle of water before getting your breakfast in the morning. That's exactly what I did. That big pre-filled bottle of water reminds me all day to drink because it's right beside me, and I drink because it's easy. BJ Fogg, a researcher at Stanford University and author of the best-selling book, Tiny Habits, The Small Changes That Change Everything, discovered that behavior happens when motivation, ability, and a prompt come together at the same moment. Let me explain the Fogg behavioral model. It might sound a little intimidating, but I promise it'll make sense. There are three components to any behavior. You need motivation, you need the ability to do it, and you need a prompt to do it. This line here is the action line. If you are above the line, you'll do the behavior. If you're below it, you won't do it. If you look on the bottom right of the model, you can see that as things become easier to do, you need less motivation to actually do them. You don't need to be highly motivated to pick up your phone and scroll through Instagram because it's super easy to do. A niggling feeling of boredom prompts you to pick up your phone and swipe over. Not right now though. But as something becomes harder to do, you need a lot more motivation to get you to actually do it. Push-ups are definitely harder than scrolling Instagram, so I would need a lot of motivation to drop and do 100 push-ups right now. A niggling sense of boredom would not inspire me to do 100 push-ups. So here's a question for you. Which of these two options is easier? Pulling out a Bible study with workbooks for each child, or praying a Bible verse over your child? Obviously, praying a Bible verse over your children is easier. Because it's easier, you need a lot less motivation to do it. It slides into your life almost as easily as that Instagram habit. That's not to say you can't ever do a Bible study with workbooks for each child, but that the most sustainable way to get there is to take it one little habit at a time. Once you've mastered the art of cultivating tiny little faith habits in your family, you can slowly build on them. Remember, we have 18 years with these kids, and roots take a long time to grow. Parenting isn't a race to the finish line. Rather, parenting is a long, slow hike with detours and good conversation and the occasional Band-Aid. In tomorrow's video, I'm going to share about the first step to building an effective little faith habit that will grow these deep faith roots in your kids. If you're wondering, what kind of habits can I realistically do in just 30 seconds? I promise to share a whole menu of ideas to choose from. Your assignment for today is simple. I want you to think of one really little habit in your life that has helped a surprising amount. Maybe it's filling up a big water bottle in the morning like me. Maybe it's breathing a prayer right after waking up. Maybe it's making your bed. Whatever that little habit is, share it in the comments so that we can all see what others are doing. They can be any kind of habit. It doesn't have to connect to spiritual life. Okay, so leave your comment and I'll see you tomorrow.